This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a new study confirms that COVID-19 can spread big time asymptomatically. The U.S. Postal Service lost billions of dollars in fiscal 2020. And a federal judge rules that Chad Wolf was never legally appointed. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White. A new Navy study adds to the scientific consensus that people can spread coronavirus without being sick themselves. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
The study, published last week in the New England Journal of Medicine, looked at the COVID-19 outbreak aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. The authors report the virus spread incredibly quickly within the ship's close quarters. 27% of the nearly 1,300 sailors aboard tested positive at one point or another, but they also found nearly 77% of those crew members were asymptomatic at the time they tested positive. Almost half of them never developed symptoms at all. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
New regulations confirm healthcare professionals at the Department of Veterans Affairs can still practice across state lines. The regulations affirm current VA policy that allows doctors to see patients from any state regardless of their medical license. VA has deployed about 3,000 medical professionals to 47 states since the start of the pandemic. VA healthcare workers have served at state veterans' homes, Indian Health Service facilities, and other VA medical centers. The Department of Homeland Security adds two new members to a federal advisory committee that advises the DHS secretary on policy issues. The two newest members are Tom Jenkins, the fire chief for the city of Rogers, Arkansas, and Catherine Lotriante, a senior fellow in technology and cybersecurity issues at Georgetown and Auburn universities. These new members joined their first meeting last week when the council issued final reports on issues ranging from economic security to emerging technologies and biometrics. Two new technology executives take over key roles in the intelligence community and the Energy Department. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The intelligence community has a new chief information officer, and the Energy Department has brought in someone to run its newest cyber office. Matthew Kozma takes over for John Sherman as the CIO of the intelligence community. He comes to ODNI after working for DOD as the executive agent for Unified Platform and Joint Cyber Command and Control. Meanwhile, the Energy Department named Nicholas Anderson as its new Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Office of Cybersecurity, Energy Security, and Emergency Response, or CSER. Anderson comes to Energy from the Federal CIO's office. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Office of Management and Budget is giving agencies an extra 2 years to meet the data center requirements under the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA. A new memo from Acting Federal CIO Michael Regas extends the deadline to September 30, 2022. FITARA requires agencies to stop spending money on new data centers and either co-locate servers and infrastructure or move to the cloud. The memo also extends the time for agencies to meet optimization metrics OMB laid out in a 2019 memo that focused on energy savings, virtualization, and server utilization. The Pentagon's one-size-fits-all approach to medicine is harming women in the military, according to the Defense Health Board. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
Equipment not properly made for women, poor sex education, and sexual violence are all contributing to a lack of military readiness and to women leaving the service early. The board made several suggestions to remedy the issue. One is to create an office that rethinks how male centricity in the military culture may disadvantage women's health. The office would also minimize gender differences in how healthcare is delivered and how medicine is researched. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Rear Admiral Alvin Holsey is assigned as the new leader of Navy Personnel Command. Holsey is currently serving as Special Assistant to the Commander of Naval Air Forces. He previously served as Director for Operations at the Joint Chiefs of Staff National Military Command Center. Holsey will replace Vice Admiral John Nowell, who is currently serving as the head of Navy Personnel. Current and former Homeland Security Committee chairmen say their panel should have sole House jurisdiction over DHS. Current Chairman Benny Thompson and past Chairman Peter King and Michael McCaul are calling on House leadership to take up a pending proposal. It would designate the Homeland Security Committee as the single point of oversight and review for the department. The chairman say the committee has narrow authority over a small subset of what DHS does and is why the committee hasn't been able to advance a reauthorization bill for the department since its creation in 2003. The Postal Service ends yet another fiscal year in dire straits. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Despite a surge in election mail, the Postal Service ended fiscal 2020 with more than a $9 billion net loss. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy warns that the losses will continue if Congress, the White House, and its postal regulators do nothing. He and the USPS Board of Governors are offering Congress and the incoming Biden administration a shot at working together on long-term postal reform. DeJoy says any reform deal will keep six-day delivery in place. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Coast Guard says it's implemented anti-harassment programs after a congressional investigation revealed retaliation and bullying. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Coast Guard senior leaders say they formed a working group to address recommendations from the Homeland Security Inspector General and Congress. The recommendations stem from whistleblower reports of retaliation. Commandant Carl Schultz says the Coast Guard also issued new guidance that will help commands more effectively respond to whistleblower complaints. He described new anti-bullying and harassment programs as a floor, not a ceiling. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
A federal judge ruled this weekend that the Homeland Security Department's top official was never legally appointed. Chad Wolf has been serving in the acting secretary role for the past year. The latest case deals with Wolf's decisions on the deferred action for childhood arrivals. The court found Wolf had no authority to suspend the DACA program since he wasn't legally serving as the acting secretary. The Government Accountability Office has also found that neither Wolf nor Ken Cuccinelli, Wolf's predecessor in the acting job, were properly appointed. DHS has been without a Senate-confirmed secretary since April 2019, when the president fired both Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and Claire Grady, DHS's undersecretary for management. Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus on our coronavirus resource page. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.